What it means to be authentic, to be more concerned with truth than opinions, to be sincere and not pretend, to be free from hypocrisy, walk your talk, to know who you are and to be that person, to not fear others seeing your vulnerabilities, being confident to walk away from situations where you can't be yourself, being awake to your own feelings, being free from others' opinions of you, accepting and loving yourself. Sue Fitzmaurice. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nur al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Today's vocabulary is authentic, sincere, hypocrisy, and vulnerability. Authentic is an adjective. It means to be truthful and never lie or say false things or be a fake person. Just be true. For example, this man is authentic in whatever he does. This is the type of friends that I long for having in my life. An authentic man takes accountability of his mistakes and tries to fix them. The other word is sincere. It's an adjective. It basically means to have true feelings behind what you say or what you do. Again, you are true. For example, she's sincere. She doesn't have double standards. You should believe what she says to you. She really wants you to be a better person. Another one, he doesn't pretend. He's sincere about his career and his experience. And the next word is a word that I hate the most. It's hypocrisy. It's a noun. It's the opposite of being sincere, which means people say the opposite of what they have in their hearts. For example, somebody says he or she wants the best for you, but in fact, they hate you to the core and can't wait to see your destruction. Man, I don't like people with double standards. Let's get some examples. He says he cares about you and frames you at work so you get fired. It's an obvious hypocrisy. It's a true disease in the heart. May Allah protect us from it and grant us sincerity. Ameen. The next word is vulnerability. It's a noun. It means when you are weak and open to attacks from people or things. For example, you open up to everyone you meet and then here we go. Vulnerability all over again. You come back and say, I shouldn't have told that to someone at work. Stop expecting a lot from people, please. Another example, when you are in love, you're signing up for vulnerability. It's called a lovely vulnerability. All right, so basically these were the words for today's episode. Stay tuned for more. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.